Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will travel to Uvalde, Texas this weekend to console families and honor the victims of the school shooting there. The White House confirming today the Bidens will visit on Sunday to, quote, grieve with the community that lost 21 lives in the horrific shooting at Robb Elementary School. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Biden has made it clear he wants action from lawmakers.
The president has been very clear he wants action. He wants Congress to take action. He wants to turn this pain into action. And I hope the Senate, and particularly those who have been unwilling to act in the face of previous tragedies, will act now.
Pierre confirmed today the president and first lady will meet with community leaders, clergy members, and the families during their trip to Texas. In the wake of the shooting, little is likely to get done on Capitol Hill to implement new gun restrictions. NPR's Domenico Montanaro reports that has a lot to do with public opinion.
While a slim majority of Americans say that gun laws in this country should be stricter, that represents a steep decline since just after the Parkland, Florida shooting in 2018. While Democrats have increased in their desire for more gun restrictions, the opposite has been true of independents and Republicans. That's only widened the partisan gap. Polling shows a solid majority do support banning assault-style weapons, and there's near universal support for stricter background checks, but Republican lawmakers are not even on board with that. Domenico Montanaro, NPR News, Washington.
The Justice Department says it will not file criminal charges against former FBI agents who botched the Larry Nassar investigation. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports on more fallout from the scandal involving the disgraced gymnastics doctor.
Lawmakers and advocates for survivors of sexual assault by Larry Nassar pushed for two former FBI agents to face criminal charges of their own for lying to the Inspector General. Last fall, the Deputy Attorney General promised Congress federal prosecutors would take one more look at new information in the case. Now the Justice Department says there isn't enough evidence to pursue false statements charges against the former FBI employees. The FBI says it's pledging to learn from the failures to investigate the abuse. Ultimately, hundreds of women came forward to say they'd been molested by Nassar under the guise of medical treatment. 13 of them are taking steps to sue the FBI. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. economy shrank during the first 3 months of the year, even as consumers and businesses kept up their spending. The government reporting today the 1.5% decline is a slight downgrade from a previous estimate for the January through March quarter. Contraction was caused in part by a widening of the trade gap and slower restocking of goods in stores and on warehouse shelves, which had built up their inventories ahead of the holiday shopping season. Stocks gained ground on Wall Street today. The Dow's up 516 points to 32,637. The Nasdaq rose 305 points. The S&P was up 79 points. This is NPR. Hundreds of Planned Parenthood workers across five states are taking steps to unionize. Michelle Wiley of Minnesota Public Radio reports they filed with the National Labor Relations Board to engage in union selection earlier today.
The more than 400 frontline staff work at clinics in Minnesota, Iowa, North and South Dakota, and Nebraska. They cite wage disparities and staffing levels as some of the reasons for unionization, but also say the possible overturning of Roe v. Wade by the Supreme Court makes it even more pressing. April Clark is a registered nurse and senior training specialist working at clinics in Iowa.
The SCOTUS leak honestly just made us doing this more important so that we can give the absolute best care to the patients.
In a statement, Planned Parenthood North Central State says that it has always prioritized autonomy and choice and supports its employees. For NPR News, I'm Michelle Wiley in St. Paul.
Reach out, touch faith.
An iconic hit from the band Depeche Mode, Personal Jesus, and another song that they also had as a hit. Today, Ward, the man behind some of the synth and keyboard sounds that were the soundtrack of the British electro-pop era, has died. Andy Fletch Fletcher, a founding member of the band, dying of natural causes at his home in the UK, according to Depeche Mode's social media pages. Fletcher and his bandmates were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2020. Andy Fletch Fletcher was 60 years old and helped form the iconic group in the UK. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.